Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you know that when I was a child, I would like it. My grandmother lived in Baldwin, Missouri. You heard of Baldwin, Missouri?
Yeah. You always talk about your grandma living in Baldwin.
So
didn't you live in Baldwin?
Well, my parents did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lived there for a while.
Well, this was later in life. I had already moved out. Grew up in Granite City, Illinois. It's on the other side
of
the river.
This is a real sketchy history.
So we used to go visit grandma, right? And I would love it. We had two options. We could take 270.
Mm-hmm. To Manchester?
Yeah, we could do 270 in Manchester or 141, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Or we could go 6440. Okay? And I used to like it when we would go that way. Mm-hmm. At night, mm-hmm. So I could see the sign.
It's the coolest.
The Anheuser-Busch flapping eagle. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things in the city. It's very
iconic.
Nostalgic.
And so here's the thing. I actually love neon signs.
So do I.
I love, there was a place in Clayton and it just said alterations. It was like a small, right? And it's kind of a strip mall business center.
Yeah.
But it was a vertical sign that said alterations. I would take pictures of it at night. I love, because it looked so nostalgic. There are a couple of neon sign places in Kirkwood or downtown Webster where it'll say vinyl or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Love it. So to love neon signs is one thing, but then to have the flapping eagle wings.
So
on the
cool.
Budweiser.
And just one other aside here. I was told a story about 20 years ago. I don't know where the house is now, but there used to be a house on a fairly prominent street or intersection. Mm-hmm. And the people who lived in the home had in one of their windows a Budweiser neon. And somebody, the story is that somebody who worked for AB was driving by. And there was a new logo. I think it was the Crown logo was coming out or something. And they said, they went to the door of the house and said, would you like a new neon? And they were like, sure. And they gave, Anheuser-Busch just gave them a neon because they thought, hey, that's good advertising
for
us.
That's really cool.
You put it in the window, it's free for us. Yeah. We'll give you a free sign. So at any rate, the brewery in Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. has a very similar looking AB flapping eagle wings sign, and that brewery is closing at some point in 2026. Well, Anheuser-Busch here said, well, that can't go to waste. We're going to take it back, and they're going to bring it back. It's going to be at the headquarters in Soulard somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to put it. But here is the story. I heard it this morning on Total Information AM with our very own Michael Calhoun.
As Anheuser-Busch scales back its footprint on the East Coast, it is bringing a major symbol back to the Midwest. AB is relocating the giant neon eagle from its brewery in Newark to its hometown headquarters. The sign is a massive piece of engineering. It has 2,000 light bulbs and weighs as much as three elephants.
Okay. So, when I heard it, I heard a joy in Michael's voice when he said, it weighs as much as three elephants. I don't know why this is so funny to me, but I love that we are measuring everything in, like, how big a car.
Remember the size when there was a meteor that was the size of, like, three school buses?
No.
It was something like that.
Why do
they
we do that?
They measured in school buses.
Why can't we just say, hey, it's 5 tons, or this thing is 2 tons?
Yeah.
Well, we have to say... It weighs as much as three elephants.
Weighs as much as three elephants.
I think that's so good. Hey, how far is it to get to the nearest coffee shop? Oh, just 5 football fields.
Yeah. There was something where they said, this is as tall as 4 giraffes. And someone's like, well, is one giraffe standing on the other giraffe's back or on his head? Right.
Well, why would you stand on his... Why would you measure with the back? Because then you could use an elephant.
You could.
Use an elephant as your measurement.
I do feel like using a giraffe as your measurement, though, does give you some flexibility because you could stack some giraffes on their back and some on their heads.
You're probably right.
Like, it's... Yeah.
So... If you're wondering, which I know you are, an elephant's weight varies. And this is why it's so confusing. And I wish we would just say, hey, the thing is 2 tons or 3 tons. Because an elephant can weigh anywhere between 13,000 pounds or 22,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fully grown elephant.
Well,
so
maybe,
which is it?
Maybe you should say it weighs as much as 4 fully grown elephants.
I would like to know how big the sign is. How many Rawlings Gold Gloves is it?
Mm.
Glove above the Rawlings at Westport?
We're never going to use the metric system, so what would you use instead of the metric system? Not elephants? I mean, elephants is pretty good because we can all picture... Here's why an elephant works. If you say it's the size of 3 elephants, we all know how big an elephant is.
Mm-hmm.
We can picture it. We've been to the zoo because it's free, so there's no barrier to entry there. We've all seen the elephant.
Yeah.
But if you say it's as big as 3 moose, we're all wrong. None of us know exactly how big a moose is. No one has.
No, they're dangerous, right?
Just picture a moose. You're wrong.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
You ever seen an elephant pee?
I don't think so.
It is astounding. No. It just happens.
Like a horse?
I was at the zoo, I think, and saw it. It just, the elephant just went. I thought, oh my God. I don't ever want to see that again, but it's remarkable.
Wow.
So this sign is somewhere between 39,000 and 48,000 pounds, 46,000 pounds. Is that what we're talking about?
I think so.
Or 64,000. So I'd like to know exactly how much.
Well, and what is it? You want to use LED lights? Because if one bulb goes out, the whole thing's down.
Oh, it's not a Christmas tree.
Then you have to test which bulb didn't work.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works anymore.
Now, it does say it will be displayed for the public. It doesn't say where. Do you think it's going to be inside?
No.
It would be so bright.
No, for the public, it would be outside. Maybe they'll put it...
It could be inside. They have tours.
Yeah, but you have to pay for the tour. My thought would be, if they're going to do this and bring it all the way back here, they want everybody to see it. So maybe it'll be on the highway side of the brewery, which I don't think I really honestly don't think we talk enough about how cool Anheuser-Busch is. The brewery is.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that we have it right here.
And there are 2 tours. There's the free tour that you can take and you get a beer at the end. And then there's the tour that you pay for and you have to make reservations for. And I think you have to wear a helmet because they take you a little bit deeper into the brewery.
I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. It's the helmet tour. I don't know what it's called officially, but my friend who moved back from Australia had some buddies visit from Australia and he took them on the AB tour, but he wanted to take them on the helmet tour, the paid one. How did you not know about this?
I don't know. Did you, Pajeski, know about this? I never heard about that.
314-436-7900.
Frank, are you familiar with the helmet tour? I can't hear Frank speak.
I'm pretty sure I did not make it up. I'm like 95% sure because you have to make reservations for it.
This is the first time hearing of it.
I'm going to do some
recon.
Yeah. I will also say one thing when they talk about like a cruise ship being so many football fields long, I find that incredibly helpful.
Well, now
football fields, you can visualize and we all know how long it takes to run across a football field. And you picture, well, this cruise ship is the size of 20 football fields.
Well, we should start measuring things in cruise ship size. Well, this thing is five
cruise
ships.
No, but you can't because there's different.
Some of them are so big.
Princess cruises can be small.
I love seeing the visualization of how the Titanic was, you know, just a massive, this marvel. Like, oh my God, look how big this thing is.
I would never go on a boat that small today.
That whatever the big carnival, the one of the something of the seas, the one that is massive is like 10 Titanics. It's gigantic, right?
Frank said there's no more free tours. At AB.
No more free tours.
That
well, that's
right?
not helpful, Frank. We're talking about the one with the
helmets.
The helmets. Tell us about the helmet tours.
When did the tours stop being free?
I don't know. I don't remember that at all. But anyway.
Anyway. Well, I think that's very exciting.
We're getting it back.
Yeah.
How many elephants are we getting in the deal? Do we have to give them elephants?
See, now we have a 314 wants to know what kind of elephant. African elephants or Indian elephants? Because I think there are two different kinds.
That's why they range. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They range in size and weight.
We have a texter helping out.
About time.
Says that the helmet tour is called the Brewmasters Tour.
Oh. I would love to take the Brewmasters Tour. Didn't even know it was going to happen. Cool. Another texter says it will be positioned for maximum access. Yes, it'll be on the highway side. So right there where 55 is. Awesome.
Excellent.
And it's good that they're not letting that go to waste, because I love the flapping eagle. Can I call it that?
It sounds like.
We have the screaming eagle and the flapping eagle.
The flapping eagle. This happened yesterday during the Gas House Gang. And so I was in the back room and our boss Steve came in. It was me, Steve, Dave Glover, mm-hmm. Andrew, Kevin Wheeler. And I was over it. I was over politics. I was over everything. I was so sick of everything. And so I said that somebody was a blanking idiot or a blanking this or these blanking
people. Bet I know who.
Well, maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I said blanking. And Steve and Dave and Andrew all said, you know, when you say blanking, they all, because I actually use the word blanking because, I don't know, it's, I guess my substitute for a bad word. And they said, when you say blanking, it actually makes it in their head sound so much worse. Because they said they automatically fill it in with the worst thing that they can think of.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking blanking.
Okay. Tom, we have a listener, Tom, who wants to help us out. Tom in Kirkwood. Hello.
Hello. Hey, my name's Tom. I work at the Anheuser-Busch Tour Center.
Hey,
hell yes.
Hey, Tom, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes, we offer a variety of tours. Our first tour is around $16, and basically that's a day fresh tour. Hour and 15 minutes. You get a 7-ounce sample in our historic brew house. You get a beer that was just bottled or canned to take home that day, so the freshest beer you get. And then you get another 16-ounce sample afterwards. We have another tour called the Beer Master Tour. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes or 2.5 hours. And you actually go on the production line. You get to go to our schoolhouse museum. And then you get to drink Budweiser that's about 30 days old. It's just released a day or that day before. And you drink out of a 5,000-barrel half barrel tank.
Wow.
Then we have a new tour.
Well, how many elephants is that?
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Quite a bit of beer here in St. Louis. I tell the people on my tours, we have more beer in St. Louis than a lot of small countries do all over the world.
Yeah.
So The last tour is the King of Beers tour. It's 4 hours long. It includes lunch. It includes an hour with a brewmaster in our historic brew house where they taste beer every day at 3 o'clock. So those are our main beer tours. And then we have a Clydesdale VIP tour where you actually get to pet a Clydesdale and get your picture taken with it. So just a variety of things at our wonderful brewery here in St. Louis.
Well, Tom, in case you didn't know this, so cool. I am already close with one of the Clydesdales. His name is Cash. And I will I will own Cash one day.
He wants to buy
it's
Cash.
It's going to take some cash to feed Cash, I know. Too, because they eat a lot of food every day.
How many elephants?
very, very cool. Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that. There are a variety of tours, and come and visit us. It's the most beautiful brewery in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Tom.
And we have almost 140 acres of brewery here in South St. Louis.
Tom, thank you so much.
I live right down the street,
awesome.
So I'll be there soon. I'll find you.
We'll be looking for you.
Thank you, Tom, so much. That is awesome. And all of those tours and that new tour that's 4 hours long.
The King of Beers tour?
How cool is that? Listen, everybody asks, what do I do when I have family and friends coming in from out of town? What should I do?
I should have asked them what the unlimited beer tour is, where I could just stay there for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And they have to come back and say, sir, we're closing. You have to leave.
Well, I think this is great. And that's what you should do if you have family and friends in town. And if you live here, you should do it. Because like Ronch said, AB is a jewel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.